Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Sun on the way, complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. In a show of support for the people of the Armstrong and White Sand First Nation who have been forced to evacuate due to wildfires, Coburg Council has passed a motion to support the 10 for 10 campaign. 10 for 10 works by having participants make 10 phone calls over 10 days to ask each person to contribute $10, a suggested minimum, although larger donations are welcome. Individuals, businesses, charities, and community organizations are welcome to participate, and the town will forward all donations collected to an agency assisting these families. The campaign continues through August 7th, and donations can be made in several ways through check, cash, or e-transfer. The iconic Victoria Hall bell tower clock will soon take a rest from telling time as it undergoes a much-needed facelift. The restoration work, expected to start next week, is anticipated to conclude in October. During this time, scaffolding will surround the tower while crews restore the exterior woodwork and paint. The support cradle for the historic bell tower is also being replaced due to its condition. As a result, the Victoria Hall bell and clock mechanisms will be out of service during this time. Officials say the work to preserve the tower takes place every 10 to 15 years. The $240,000 pledge the Northumberland Hills Auxiliary approved for the hospital in its 2026-27 year is just the tip of the $5.6 million iceberg, that amount being the sum total the auxiliary has raised for the hospital in its century-plus history. Of that amount, almost $4 million has been raised since NHH opened its doors in 2003. This is just part of the news that came out of the auxiliary's annual general meeting last week, as was the recognition of 23 of its 319 dedicated volunteers for periods of service ranging from 5 to 55 years. Auxiliary volunteers currently support 18 service areas at the hospital and run two retail operations, that being the Little Treasure Shop gift shop located near the hospital entrance and Petticoat Lane thrift store in Coburg. Auxiliary President Rick Riley says these two stores have contributed some $240,000 over the past year that has enabled NHH to purchase new hug systems to support newborns. In sports, the Jays conclude a three-game set with the Nationals this afternoon. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Hey, got a project in mind? A new deck, a shed, garage, workshop, or even an equestrian facility? NS Custom Contracting can build it without the stress. We deliver quality craftsmanship from start to finish with clear communications every step of the way. WSIB insured, meaning you can be confident in your build. Visit nsccontracting.com to see our work. Then you can call for a free quote, 905-797-3000. That's 905-797-3000. NS Custom Contracting. Built on experience. Built to last.
We're here at Sleep Made Simple. What's new?
It's getting hot outside, but let Sleep Made Simple help you beat the heat. We have great quality Canadian-made mattresses by Serta, Simmons, and Sleep King, infused with Eco Cool Gel, Ultra Cold Carbon Fiber Memory Foam, Max Cold Fabrics, and Heat Dispersing Copper Gel.
Is that all?
Heck no. We also have gel-infused memory foam or contoured foam pillows, and Cool Touch mattress protectors, and over 40 pocket coil gel memory foam or hybrid mattresses available in a firm, medium, or plush, and some in specialty sizes for trailers and RVs.
Visit Sleep Made Simple Mattress Center, 1 King Street East, downtown Coburg. Proudly Canadian and locally owned and operated.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Cloudy with a 70% chance of showers, risk of a thunderstorm today, high 23, humidex 28. Cloudy with a slight chance of showers tonight, low 18. Sunny for Thursday and Friday, highs around 27. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.